Good evening. This is Akashwani and I am Nishit Kumar with the World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Chinese President Xi Jinping agree on maintaining peace and tranquility in border areas during bilateral talks on the sidelines of SCO summit at Tianjin in China. Both leaders recognize key role of two economies to stabilize world trade. Prime Minister Modi also meets leaders of Maldives, Tajikistan, Kazakhstan, Belarus, Egypt and Nepal on sidelines. Indian non-profit organization Foundation to Educate Girls Globally wins the 2025 Ramon Magsaysay Award. Israel confirms death of Hamas spokesperson Abu Obeida in Gaza airstrike. And controversial anti-immigration rallies take place in major cities across Australia. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Chinese President Xi Jinping held bilateral talks on the sidelines of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization SCO summit at Tianjin in China today. In a social media post after the meeting, Mr. Modi said the two leaders agreed on the importance of maintaining peace and tranquility in border areas and reaffirmed their commitment to cooperation based on mutual respect, mutual interest and mutual sensitivity. In his remarks during the meeting, Prime Minister Modi highlighted the importance of maintaining peace and tranquility on the border areas for continued development of bilateral relations.
बॉर्डर मैनेजमेंट के संबंध में सहमति बनी कैलाश मानसरोवर यात्रा फिर से शुरू की दोनों देशों के बीच डायरेक्ट फ्लाइट भी फिर से शुरू की जा रही है हमारे सहयोग से दोनों देशों के 2.8 बिलियन लोगों के बीच जुड़े थे इससे पूरी मानवता के कल्याण का मार्ग भी प्रशस्त होगा.
On economic and trade relations, the two leaders recognized the role of the two economies to stabilize world trade. The Prime Minister noted that India and China both pursue strategic autonomy and the relation should not be seen through a third country lens. Our correspondent covering the Prime Minister's China visit has filed this report.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi met Chinese President Xi Jinping and Myanmar's Senior General Min Aung Hlaing on the sidelines of Shanghai Cooperation Organization Summit in Tianjin today. During his meeting with President Xi, both leaders welcomed the positive momentum in bilateral relations since their last interaction in Kazan in October last year. They reaffirmed that India and China are development partners, not rivals, and stressed that differences must not be allowed to turn into disputes. Later, the Prime Minister met Myanmar's Senior General Min Aung Hlaing. The two leaders reviewed bilateral ties and discussed cooperation in development, defense, security, border management and trade. Prime Minister Narendra Modi highlighted the importance of connectivity projects in strengthening people-to-people ties and promoting regional integration under India's Act East policy. He also reiterated India's readiness to support Myanmar's developmental needs. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashwani News, Tianjin.
Later, briefing the media about meeting between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Chinese President Xi Jinping, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said cross-border terrorism was mentioned by the Prime Minister Modi as a priority.
Cross-border terrorism was mentioned by the Prime Minister as a priority. And I would add that he did underline the fact that this is something that impacts both India and China, and that it's important, therefore, that we extend understanding and extend support to each other as both of us combat cross-border terrorism. And I would, in fact, like to say that we have received the understanding and cooperation of China as we have dealt with the issue of cross-border terrorism in the context of the ongoing SCO summit.
On the sidelines of the SCO summit, Prime Minister Modi also met several other world leaders, including President of Maldives, Tajikistan, Kazakhstan, Belarus, and the Prime Ministers of Egypt and Nepal. In a social media post, Mr. Modi expressed happiness meeting these leaders. An Indian non-profit organization, Foundation to Educate Girls Globally, has been named a 2025 Ramon Magsaysay Award winner. The organization is dedicated to mobilize community and government resources for girls' education in rural and educationally disadvantaged areas of India. Ramon Magsaysay Award Foundation made the announcement today. Other 2025 winners include Shahina Ali from Maldives for her environmental work and Flaviano Antonio L. Villanueva from the Philippines. The 67th Ramon Magsaysay Award presentation is scheduled for 7th of November at Manila in Philippines. We have a report.
The official press release of Ramon Magsaysay said, Educate Girls identified the neediest communities in terms of girls' education and continued to help them until they were able to acquire credentials for higher education and gainful employment. Founder of the Educate Girls, Safina Hussain, said, Educate Girls remains committed to breaking the cycle of illiteracy and poverty for girls. She said, by scaling our programs, deepening government partnerships, and embedding community-led solutions, we strive to create a brighter, more equitable future. The motto of the foundation is One Girl at a Time, which shows personalized support to foster a societal shift in valuing girls' education as a fundamental right. With Desk Report, this is R.S. Raghu for Akashwani News.
This is Akashwani giving you the world news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back to the world news. Hamas's armed wing spokesperson Abu Ubaidah was killed by the Israeli military in airstrikes in Gaza. Israel Defense Minister Israel Katz confirmed death of armed wing spokespersons of Palestinian armed groups Hamas. The Israel Defense Forces and Shin Bet initially said that yesterday's strike had targeted a senior Hamas operative. Ubaidah is a well-known figure to Palestinians and Israelis and was close to top military leaders from Hamas. In Australia, controversial anti-immigration rallies were held in major cities today. Protesters called for an end to what they describe as mass migration. The federal government strongly condemned the rallies. Officials said the protests spread hate and divide communities. They also warned that some events were linked to neo-Nazi groups. Labour Minister Murray Watt said the rallies were not about social harmony and were promoted by extremists. The March for Australia group has called for no foreign flags at events. A large police presence was deployed in cities with other public events happening at the same time. Counter-protests against racism were also planned. In France, a Holocaust memorial in Lyon was defaced with a Free Gaza inscription. City officials said the art fueled concerns over an increase in anti-Jewish acts and hate crimes in France. Anti-Semitic incidents in France, which is home to one of the largest Jewish communities in the world, have surged since the Hamas-led attacks on Israel on 7th of October 2023 and the subsequent war in Gaza. President Emmanuel Macron has publicly denounced anti-Semitism and reinforced security measures at synagogues and Jewish institutions in response to the rise in hate crimes linked to the ongoing conflict. The festival of Ganesh Chaturthi is being celebrated in Sri Lanka by the Indian community, celebrating with great devotion. The Indian Cultural Association and Marathi Mandali, in collaboration with Swami Vivekananda Cultural Center, organized the Pran Pratishtha of the Ganesh idol in Colombo. They even featured the traditional dhol, Tasha Lezim, in addition to several other performances. The festival marks the birth of Lord Ganesh, who is a symbol of wisdom, prosperity, and good fortune. Also known as Vinayak Chaturthi or Ganesh Utsav, the celebration is part of the 10-day-long festivities during which people place clay idols of Lord Ganesh at their homes and worship them. In hockey, India registered its second consecutive win in the Asia Cup men's tournament at Rajgir in Bihar, defeating Japan 3-2 in the Pool A match this evening. Captain Harmanpreet Singh scored 2 goals, while Mandeep Singh made 1 goal for India. For Japan, Koshi Kawabe scored both the goals. With the win, India qualified for the Super 4 stage. India had defeated China 4-3 in the opening match. Earlier in the day, China thrashed Kazakhstan 13-1. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletins. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Chinese President Xi Jinping agree on maintaining peace and tranquility in border areas during bilateral talks on the sidelines of SCO summit at Tianjin in China. Both leaders recognize key role of two economies to stabilize the world trade. Prime Minister Modi also meets leaders of Maldives, Tajikistan, Kazakhstan, Belarus, Egypt and Nepal on sidelines. Indian non-profit organization Foundation to Educate Girls Globally wins the 2025 Ramon Magsaysay Award. Israel confirms death of Hamas spokesperson Abu Ubaidah in Gaza airstrike. And controversial anti-immigration rallies take place in major cities across Australia. And that concludes tonight's World News. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashwani. Good night.